Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, Chaf Gimel Iyar, 5783. Masech Deshkolim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The base of Migdash contained two chests into which people could deposit their shkolim. Those were part of a larger group of 13 chests into which people could deposit money for the kabbonis they owed or for pledges they had made. Our Mishnah begins by stating how many chests there were and enlists other features in the Beis HaMikdash that were of the same number. Shloisha osa shefores, shloisha osa shulchanos, shloisha sehishtachavoyos, hoyu vamikdash. There were 13 collection chests, literally shofars, named so because it was somewhat shaped like shofars, narrow at the top and wide at the bottom with a curved neck, to prevent a person to reach into the chest and remove coins while pretending to put them in. There were 13 tables and 13 bowings in the Beis HaMikdash. When a person would enter the Har HaBayis, people would move to the right and circle around the Beis HaMikdash to reach their destination. When leaving, they would continue around and exit to the left of where they'd come in. The Chachamim decreed that as people made their way around the Beis HaMikdash, they should bow down all the way to the ground 13 times in 13 designated places. However, Shel Rabban Gamliel v'Shel Beis Rabbi Chananya Skana Kohen Hanim, members of Rabbi Gamliel's house and of the household of Rabbi Chananya, the deputy of the Kohanim, Hoyu Mishtachin Arba Esrei, would bow down 14 times in the temple. So V'Heichon Hoyso HaYisera, and where was that additional time these two families would bow down? Keneged Dir HaItzim, outside the wood chamber. The wood used for the Mizbeach's fires was stored in a room known as the wood chamber, located in the northeast corner of the Ezras Noshim. Shekein Mesoris B'yodom, may I say him, Shesham Ha'arin Nignas, for they had a tradition from their ancestors that the Aron HaKodesh was hidden there in underground chambers beneath its floor, that Yeshayahu HaMelech, towards the end of the Beis HaMikdash, was informed by Chulda the Neviah that the Bavlim would soon destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he'd hidden the Aron HaKodesh there. So therefore, these two families that had that tradition, when passing the wood chamber, out of respect to the Aron HaKodesh, they would bow down an additional time then. Masechta Shkolim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah brings a support for this Mesoira that the two families had, that the Aron HaKodesh was hidden below the Lishkas HaItzim, which we talked about in Mishnah Aleph. There was an incident with a certain Kohen who had become Tomei and therefore who had a Mumsari and therefore was unable to perform the Beis HaMikdash, his regular Avodah, and therefore was busying himself with his job checking wood in the Lishkas HaItzim. And he saw that one of the floor tiles was in a different position than the others. It was slightly lifted up, slightly higher, and was not aligned with the rest of the tiles of the floor. He came and wanted to tell his colleague what he had seen, and he was about to disclose the location of the unusual tile, and lo hispik ligmaris hadover ad sheyotzod nishmasoi. But he did not manage to finish describing the matter before his neshama, his soul, left him and he passed away. V'yadu v'yichud shesham ha'arin nignas. And they then knew with certainty that the Aron HaKodesh was hidden there beneath the floor of the Lishkas HaItzim. They drew this conclusion, obviously, from the fact that this Kohen died suddenly while trying to relate what he had noticed.